Hey family, welcome back to Working As We Podcast, a podcast where we talk about what it means to follow Jesus, not just on Sundays, but in our actual careers and our everyday work life. And I'm your host, Frida, and today we're diving into a topic that every believer in this generation faces, even when it's not always recognized. Integrity, temptation, and the narrow path. We're talking about the kind of temptation that doesn't look evil exactly, that doesn't look dangerous, the ones that actually on first glance looks good, the ones that look beneficial, the ones that look like God might even be in them. But until you take a closer look through discernment, because family, the enemy we have today is subtle. It doesn't show up with horns, you know, and pitchforks and stuff like dressed in red. Scripture tells us he masquerades as an angel of light. And because of that, many of the temptations that we face right in this world that we are in doesn't look like sin versus not sin, but it actually looks like good versus good, but only one is God. So we're going to be talking about the narrow path, making decisions that cost you something as a Christian, and what it means to choose Jesus when compromise looks easier in the workspace. So whenever we think about temptation, we often think about big, obvious things. But today, the devil is using a whole new strategy, right? Most believers today aren't tempted with dramatic sin in the workplace, but are tempted with short cuts, opportunities that look right but are not aligned with God, promotions that require quiet compromise, harmless lies, relationship that seem beneficial but actually pull you away from God's will, and decisions that are technically allowed but not spiritually wise. And temptation today often comes looking like favor. They come wrapped in opportunity. They come dressed as success. And that is why discernment is so important. And this isn't new. The Bible shows us that temptation always has a deceptive side, even when offered directly to Jesus. And it can be a juicy offer, a promotion, a contract, a brand partnership, an opportunity that simply perfectly aligns with your career goals, your vision for your life, but requires you to compromise your values just a little bit. Or maybe it's a shortcut to something that looks like a fast track to career success, climbing that corporate ladder, but it goes against the ethics, the values, your conviction as a believer that God is shaping you in. And the devil has become so clever. He doesn't come as the devil most of the time. He comes in as appealing, as respectable, even good. And that's what the Bible warns us in 2 Corinthians 11:14, which says that no wonder for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. So what does that mean for us? It means that we cannot rely on our own understanding. We need God's guidance to discern what truly honors him. Sometimes it's not about bad versus good. It is good versus good. And we need God to show us which is the right good in alignment with his plans for us. So, knowing that integrity costs something. And why does it look like that? Because as believers in the workspace, following Jesus is never the easiest path. Even in workplaces today, integrity has a cost. Saying no to something that looks beneficial might look like missing out on a promotion or bonus, or losing influence or recognition, feeling left out of certain opportunities. But here's the truth. What looks like loss for now is actually God's protection and preparation for what he has for you. And Jesus warned us in Matthew 7:13-14. He says that enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So choosing integrity often puts us on the narrow path. Actually, always puts us on the narrow path. And yes, it can feel isolating, frustrating, disappointing, unfair in the moment. But the narrow path always leads to life, favor, fulfillment that no compromise can ever provide. So let's talk about Jesus for a second in his temptation in Matthew 4, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and we see that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, right? And he had gone without food for 40 days, 40 nights. And Jesus was hungry. And the tempter, the enemy, came to tempt him. And he did not come to tempt Jesus with anything obviously so sinful, right? The temptation was wrapped in something that sounded actually good. We see the first one that the devil threw at him. He told Jesus to turn stones to bread. On the surface, it looks like, oh yeah, I mean, Jesus is hungry, right? He needs food, he needs provision. That's what Jesus literally needed. But the temptation was not bread. With discernment, right? This was acting outside the will of God to meet a legitimate need. So not everything that solves a problem is from God. And this speaks to us because sometimes a job opportunity, a partnership, collaboration, whatever that looks like, might look like bread. A promotion might look like bread. A business deal might look like bread. A person who wants to partner with you might look like bread. But if God did not authorize it, it is not provision, it is a temptation. And we see the second one where the enemy tells Jesus to throw himself down, that God will protect him, right? The devil was literally quoting scripture to Jesus. Imagine. But it looks spiritual on hindsight, because it was wrapped in scripture. And sometimes the most deceptive opportunities are the ones that use godly language to justify compromise. And the enemy loves to twist scripture to push us into decisions that look faith-filled on the outside, but are actually self-serving. And Jesus responded that you shall not test the Lord your God, because we understand that not every door that looks spiritual is from God. And the third one, the enemy told Jesus, oh, I will give you all the kingdoms if you bow to him. Imagine. Thank God Jesus knew who he was, and he knows that he's the Son of God. He already knew that he was destined for kingdom. That's the wild part, that the temptation wasn't the reward. It was the shortcut. And the enemy always loves to offer shortcuts. Shortcuts to success, to influence, to leadership, to financial abundance, elevation. But every shortcut requires you to bow to something else other than God. And Jesus told the devil that worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So family, sometimes the cost of integrity is saying no to a shortcut that you were never supposed to take anyway. And another person I would love us to talk about is Joseph. Joseph, whenever he resisted Potiphar's wife, he did everything right. He still suffered. He maintained his integrity. He literally flew, leaving his shirt behind. But in that process, he honored God. And of course, it cost him, because he was thrown into prison. His reputation was down the drain. Years of his life in prison. But at the end of the day, like, Joseph lost the promotion that Potiphar's wife temporarily offered him. But he kept the promotion that God had prepared for him in the future. If Joseph had compromised, he would have gotten a temporary reward and forfeited his God-given destiny. So, my people, some doors that the enemy open looks better than the doors God has promised you, but only at first glance. And integrity often costs you something upfront, but compromise costs you everything in the end. And the last person I love us to learn from is Daniel. Daniel refused to eat the king's food. He was in the palace with all the comfort, all the enjoyment, right? But he refused it. He refused to bow to the gods of that they were telling him to do. He refused not to compromise for position of favor. And again, it did cost him, right? You see Daniel being thrown into the lion's den. We see Daniel being thrown in the fire and all of that. But here's a pattern that we notice, that in Joseph, Daniel, and Jesus, their integrity led to prison, but then they had a promotion. For Joseph, the integrity of Daniel led him to the lion's den, but he was promoted. And Jesus was led to the cross, and then he resurrected. So the narrow path always has a temporary cost, but the narrow path always leads to a greater glory. So today, our temptation is rarely ever about sin. Is rarely ever about sin versus righteousness. It's opportunities that look like a higher pay but zero peace, an offer with strings attached, a role that elevates you but completely disconnects you and pulls you away from God, a partnership that looks kingdom but is actually rooted in pride, and a door that opens but actually closes you spiritually. So we must ask, is this good or is this God? Because the devil has no problem giving you something that looks good if it keeps you off the narrow path. So how do we know when something is disguised as light but isn't really God's will? And one of it is that it feels off spiritually. Being able to discern that even if it looks good on paper, but you, in your spirit man, you're feeling uneasy, you're feeling restless. And God often uses the inner check, our discernment, the knower in us to protect us. And the other one is to, it requires you to compromise. If an opportunity asks you to cut corners, misrepresent yourself as an ambassador of Christ, compromise your values, your convictions as a Christian, as a believer in the workplace, then you know that that is not from God. And the third one is it appeals to pride or selfish ambition, because the devil often dresses things up in success, recognition, influence, power, all of that. And it tempts us with good things that at the end of the day, it's going to pull our heart away from God. And the last one is it distracts you from God's calling. If something looks good, but the mission and the goal is to divert you from your purpose, from obedience to God, from worshiping God, then we know that this is disguised as lie, but really is not God's will. And remember that discernment doesn't come from just thinking through it with our human understanding or logically. It comes from prayer. It comes from time in the prayer, time in the God's word, walking in the spirit daily. And the Bible even makes us to remember in Proverbs that we should not lean on our own understanding, but we should rely on God, trust in the Lord with all of our heart, right? All of our might, and lean not on our own understanding. So as we talk about integrity, temptation, choosing the narrow path, it's important to anchor everything in God, in what God's word says, because discernment is not something we create, it's something God gives to us. Integrity is not just a habit, it's a fruit of walking with God. And the narrow path is not just random. Jesus himself defined it, and we see that the narrow path is biblical. It's not just a concept. And remember, in Matthew 7, 13, verse 14, it says that, and that through the narrow gate, right? For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And Jesus makes it so clear that choosing him means choosing the road that costs more. It is smaller, it is less crowded, and often less celebrated, but it leads to life. And when you choose integrity, honesty, purity, righteousness, and obedience to God, even when no one is watching, you are walking on the right path as Jesus described. And the devil masquerades as lies. So not everything good is from God. And this explains why in this generation, temptation often, like I said, looks like a great opportunity, but a blessing that actually distracts, a good door that leads your heart away from God, right? A harmless offer. And the enemy rarely comes as darkness anymore. He comes dressed in success, in influence, in connections. That is why, again, our discernment is very essential. And Jesus' temptation shows us how the devil even works, right? Because in this moment is so powerful, because Jesus was not tempted with ugliness, but what actually looked good, right? Satan offered him food, angels, protection, kingdom, all things that could appear good, but each temptation targeted identity, timing, and purpose. And Jesus responded every single time, "It is written." That means scripture is our weapon of discernment. When an offer looks good, we measure it by the word and not our feelings. And discernment is a spiritual skill and not a human logic, right? Hebrews 5:14 tells us that, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Notice it says that it doesn't distinguish good from bad. It says good from evil, which often looks similar on the surface, but discernment comes from time with God, consistent obedience, learning to hear God's voice through His Word, and knowing His Word deeply. So the more mature we become, the more we see, we're able to see beyond the surface. And let me tell you, God rewards integrity, even if it costs something in the moment. Psalm 84 verse 11 reminds us that no good thing does He withhold from those who walk, whose walk is blameless. So yes, integrity may cost you something, might look like you're missing out on something, but God promises that nothing truly good will be withheld from the person who walks uprightly. And Proverbs 10:9 says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely. So walking the narrow path is walking securely, being held, being protected, being backed by God. And when in doubt, trust God over the opportunity. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to God and He will make your path straight. So whenever an opportunity looks good, but your spirit is unsure, whenever something feels right on paper, but not in prayer, when it's good versus good, but only one is God's best, lean not on your own understanding. Submit the decision to God and He will straighten your path. And God gives wisdom freely whenever we ask. James 1:5 reminds us that if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. So we are not able to discern on our own. We need to ask God for wisdom. God is not annoyed by our questions. He wants to guide us daily. Every decision, every door, every opportunity, bring it to God. And my dear believers, the fear of the Lord produces integrity. Proverbs 14:27 says that the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. So a healthy fear and reverential fear of the Lord guides your choices. It helps you say, if it costs me popularity but keeps me aligned with God, I choose God. If it costs me a promotion but protects my soul, I choose God. If the door isn't from God, I don't want it. The Bible reminds us that, what does it profit you if you gain the whole world but you lose your soul? So integrity flows from reverence. With scriptures as your foundation, you will never mistake the devil's imitation for God's intention. The word becomes your filter, your compass, your clarity, helping you stay on the narrow path where God's protection and purpose are found. Because if it's truly from God, it will align with scripture, because God will never open a door that requires you to violate His word. If it's truly from God, it protects your integrity as a believer, because if you must hide it, justify it, or silence the Holy Spirit to do it, then it's not from God. If it brings you peace, not pressure, the pressure is the voice of the enemy, peace is from the voice of God. And if it doesn't pull you away from your faith, because we know that the devil's blessing leads you away from God, but God's blessings pull you even deeper into Him. And it's very important that you must pass the prayer test, because if you can't pray with peace about it, pause. And lastly, if it costs you something in the short term, because obedience usually does, but that cost protects you from the destruction later. The narrow path isn't popular, it is not crowded, it is not always easy, but family, the narrow path is where God's favor and protection and destiny lives. If you're in a season where doing the right thing is costing you something, you're exactly where God wants you. You're choosing character over comfort, obedience over opportunity, alignment over achievement, Jesus over shortcuts, and God honors that. Your obedience today is building the foundation for your promotion tomorrow. Family, thank you for tuning into today's episodes, Integrity, Temptation, and the Narrow Path. If this episode spoke to you, please share with someone who might be wrestling with decisions, temptations, or opportunities that look good but are not God. So also follow Work in His Way on Instagram and TikTok for more faith and career encouragement. And always listen to us and subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple podcast. Until next time, stay on the narrow path, stay obedient, and keep walking in His way. Bye.